my take on interpreting bluegrass has always been just a little bit different, you know, I would say. More of an urban view, I think. And I was exposed to other types of music.
They say life's what you make it, and I know that's true.
Lynch grew up in Kingston, New York. She moved to Huntsville, Alabama at the age of 12. There, she discovered bluegrass.
Well, it was culture shock, because for me, when we moved to Alabama, it was in the 60s, you know, and like Martin Luther King was still alive, and, you know, there was a lot going on. I mean, it's a much different society than it is now.
She's been involved in music almost her entire life, writing songs and singing. Not just for her projects, but also singing backup for household names like Dolly Parton and Emmylou Harris. She recalls fondly the time she sang with Linda Ronstadt.
When I sang with Linda, she flew me to Tucson, and I didn't think she'd be there. I thought it would just be overdub, and lo and behold, she wanted to record the whole song with me there. So I was standing, there were two microphones in between us, and I was standing maybe 4 feet from her, singing with her. Scared me to death. but it was thrilling, you know, to see her singing the way she does.
But I'm alright, 'cause I have you here with me. And I can
Lynch sang in the Front Porch String Band, led by her and her then-husband Larry Lynch. She won her first International Bluegrass Music Award for Female Vocalist of the Year in 1997. A couple of years later, she gave up her career.
My daughter was entering middle school, and I'd already raised a son and from the road and not had really good luck with that. So I did it for family. I wanted her to feel secure and have me around. And also, at that point, my marriage to Larry Lynch was not doing well, so I thought, if I, you know, gave music up, that it would help. You know, it might help. I gave it all I had, including giving up my career, but it didn't work.
In 2005, Lynch came back. She returned to the music scene with a band now bearing her name, and it's turned out well for the Claire Lynch Band. Last year, her album, Dear Sister, was nominated for Album of the Year at the IBMA Awards. The prize she took home? Female Vocalist of the Year, the third of her career. She's been nominated again for this year's Female Vocalist of the Year, but she's keeping the whole in perspective.
Well, it's just sort of an atta girl, you know, pat on the back saying you did good. It means that you've made an impression with your art for the year, you know, for the year that it covers, and that people appreciate and support your music. There's nothing better, really.
The Claire Lynch Band will play at the Unitarian Church tonight at 8 p.m. For WRKF, I'm Elizabeth Eads.
On the way to another show, and the snow falls soft on Bleecker Street. The sage and the wood smoke in my coat always takes me home.